good evening with a look at your latest news. I'm Jevy Ebanks. On Wednesday, West Bay police officers collaborated with agencies including Customs and Border Control, the Public Lands Commission, and the Department of Agriculture for an extensive day of action in the district. The operation began with a visit to the John A. Cumber Primary School, where officers joined Community Safety Officer Cindy Welcome to serve breakfast to students. This initiative aimed to foster positive relationships between the youth and local police officers. The action then proceeded with targeted searches across the district, resulting in the arrest of two men on Wednesday, a 21-year-old suspect charged with theft, and a 27-year-old charged with obtaining property by deception. During a search at a residence, officers discovered and recovered a ganja plant for disposal. Further searches on the 27th led to the arrest of two additional suspects, a 36-year-old man for default of payment and a 43-year-old for failure to appear. While conducting patrols, officers attended the 7 Mile Beach area where CBC personnel and a K-9 unit carried out a search of the area. They uncovered a quantity of ganja prepared for sale, hidden beneath a bin. The substance was collected by police for forensic analysis. In tandem with these operations, traffic enforcement was conducted at the Batabanu Road and Esterly-Tibbetts Highway. Officers issued 4 tickets for various driving offenses. Additionally, police maintained high visibility in crime areas to deter criminal activity, engaging with residents and addressing community concerns. West Bay Police expressed gratitude to the residents for their support and feedback during the operation. They encouraged community members to report any issues or concerns about criminal activity to their local officers for further investigation. In advance of Primary Healthcare Awareness Day, the teams at Public Health wants you to know the importance of taking care of yourself and being armed with knowledge.
We want to create a culture of preventative healthcare rather than treatment-based healthcare. We also want to ensure that the information that the attendees receive on that day, they can use it to empower themselves to take a step towards a healthier them. A healthier for us all.
Teresa Prihe is the Health Promotions Officer in the Public Health Department. On Radio Cayman recently, she discussed the goal of inaugural health fair on the 5th of April from 9 a.m. to 3:30 at the John Gray High School Gymnasium.
We're trying to make healthcare more accessible and more engaging through the screenings, the workshops, and the practical demonstrations that will be available on that day.
A wide range of activities are planned, including Zumba for beginners, demonstration of simple home exercises by nurses, workshops on mental health and resiliency, dental health demonstration, and a variety of health screenings.
We want to encourage everyone who receives a screening on that day to take action and take responsibility for their own health. It's designed to help you to begin to make that lifestyle change that you may need to make. It's all about your health. We're here to help you. We encourage you to take the first step.
The April 5th event will also provide an opportunity to get vaccines up to date, so don't miss the opportunity. March, it was all about the high schoolers. Now it's the elementary students to wow judges and walk away with top honors at the National Children Festival of the Arts, Primary School Edition. The NCFA primary adjudications start on Monday with large vocal ensembles at the Harkwell. Tuesday, it's drama, speeches and solo choir, small vocal ensembles and a vocal soloist at the Harkwell and Red Bay Holiness. Wednesday will feature the instrumental ensembles at the Harkwell. Georgetown Library will host the instrumental soloist on Thursday, and the event wraps up on Friday with performances at the Harkwell. Adjudications are free and open to the public.
Cayman, like the rest of the world, have a lot of individuals that are struggling with substance abuse.
One of the most anticipated community fundraisers in West Bay is coming up soon, and folks can expect football, food and fun, and a safe space to talk about recovery. Get ready for Clash of the Legends 2025.
We have been participating in doing this to raise funds and bring awareness to substance abuse in this community for the last 7 years. This has been an ongoing and one of the major fundraisers for the Hope for Today Foundation. The great thing about it is what we try to do is to bring about some positive change, and we continue to use sports as the vehicle as we continue to press on to assist those in our community that are struggling with substance abuse.
Hope for Today's Brent Hyde tells Radio Cayman the event carries a level of nostalgia that the community eats up.
Bring out the old footballers that the community enjoyed watching back in the 80s and the 90s.
Yes.
When the community hears of people like me, Mark Campbell, Sergeant Montague, Daniel Greaves, Stoker, Antonio Smith, Coach Greg, and they hear these names that are going to be showing up at Edbush Stadium on May 19th. It's amazing, the turnout.
While it's a full day of events, the highlight is two football matches scheduled that evening. Mark Campbell is one of the longtime Clash of the Legends partners from the Cayman Islands Football Association. But Mr. Hydes is hoping that you'll decide to make a day of it with your whole family.
And the first game will be played on May the 19th is Latinos versus England. And the second game is Cayman versus Jamaica at 7 o'clock.
It's all happening on May the 19th at the Edbush Stadium. In other local news, the Ministry of Tourism welcomed its newest public relations officer, Janessa Prendergast. Details now from CIGTV's Kafara Augustine.
Ms. Prendergast will play a pivotal role in enhancing the ministry's brand presence through managing its social media channels, planning and executing key tourism-related events, and supporting a wide range of public relations initiatives. The ministry is looking forward to her strengthening their ability to effectively communicate with both local and international audiences. On her appointment, Ms. Prendergast said, "I've always wanted to be of service to my community and enjoy promoting its beauty and unique characteristics. This appointment underscores the ministry's commitment to nurturing young Caymanian talent and ensuring that our tourism sector continues to thrive."
Government puts the spotlight on social work, CIGTV's Levita Thompson reports.
This March, under the theme of Compassion and Action, the Department of Children and Family Services and the Ministry of Social Development and Innovation has focused on raising awareness about the vital role social workers play in supporting the most vulnerable individuals in our society. The initiative aims to show how members of the public, private sector, and civil service can actively contribute to their efforts. As part of the initiative, a special video was created to honor community and social workers. We invite viewers to watch the premiere of this video on CIGTV cable and YouTube channels. We at CIGTV salute all our hardworking and dedicated community and social workers.
A pop-up market at a glasshouse next to the government administration building featured all female vendors, selling everything from candles to board games to delicious locally grown produce. Radio Cayman's April Cummings stopped by and chatted with produce vendor Herfa Gregory.
Well, today is Women's Month, so we are here in the market celebrating Women's Month and selling local produce.
So it's beautiful array of stuff you have out here.
Yes, ma'am.
Tell me a little bit about how people are responding when they see this.
Crazy. They love it. And they have seen stuff they haven't seen in a long while and asking a lot of questions. And for instance, I have Hawaiian planting, and they're asking, what is this? And does it grow here? And yes, it does grow here. And a lot of things is grown here that we don't know about it, but you have to visit the farm to see what Cayman have to offer.
Why do you think it's important for us to keep buying local, supporting local, doing events like this?
Because it is best to use local stuff. It is really best because you can see how it grows and what they use on it. And I'm a part of the Agriculture Society, so I go to their meeting and I know what to use and what not to use. So you know exactly when you get a product, what you are getting.
April says many of the participants in the pop-up market can usually be found at the farmer's market across from the Red Cross building next to the cricket pitch in Georgetown. That is your latest local news. I'm Jevy Ebanks. Have a great weekend.